Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Din, 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 din. And Carrie was in Seattle last night. She did that, and he did that thing where you got to make reference to the local. Politicians do the same thing that rock stars do. You know, that, I heard that you guys in Portland really knew how to rock, and he was totally doing that last night. He's this campaign is a, what did he say? This campaign is a breath of fresh air. It's like a drink of clean water, like the beautiful Columbia River, which flows by outside the, made some retarded reference to the Northwest, which fools no one, by the way. Hey, here's what's ahead. We got Tim Riley coming up here in just a few, but this hour we're gonna get some Kids of Whitney High news here in just a moment. We've got a whole huge stack letters. Oh, we've got letters. We get your letters every day. We're gonna get to a huge, just really, I mean, even by our standards, this is just a huge ream of paper. That we've gotten from people. We're going to get to that. We've got Jolie from the front desk coming up. An issue today, this business of women always wanting to go through and get rid of your T-shirts. And it's all, that's the single item of clothing that women seize upon. That in their brains always needs to be thrown away for reasons that are really never explainable. We're going to get to that. Coming up in the third hour, we got today's top five, which is really another take on yesterday's top five, which was really just an abortion in every conceivable sense. First of all, though, we've got this Kids of Whitney High news from Adam. The subject line of this email is, Rick, Christmas comes early in February. He then continues, Rick, fasten your seatbelt, because it doesn't get better than this. Join the Kids of Whitney High for their record release party. Yeah. But you got to go through the room beforehand and cover up all the outlets. Make sure that the counters don't have any sharp edges. Celebrating their new CD called Act Your Age. The bad news is it's in L.A. February 19th at the Knitting Factory in Los Angeles, 9:30 p.m. And, of course, the kids are going to be there talking about, wait for it, this is the best news we've had all day. The kids of Whitney High will be there talking about their part in the upcoming Farrelly Brothers film, The Ringer. Yeah. Figured you should know. You guys rock. Peace, love, Grace, Adam, full-time listener. P.S. F. Matt with a Massachusetts gay married couple.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
See, it's always good to see your friend succeed. You know what I mean? It's always good. I'm not one of those guys who's embittered about the success of people he knows and has admired for some time. It's good to see the kids at Whitney High finally getting a little respect, finally getting the mainstream attention they deserve. Because I'll tell you what, man, if there's anybody who's not us that's going to talk about the kids at Whitney High, the Farrelly Brothers are right there. I'm not worried about people bogarting the kids of Whitney High, you know? It's like, we're old school. We got mad love for said Whitney High kids. But, I mean, man, the Farrelly Brothers and the kids of Whitney High, it's a legendary meeting. It's inevitable. It's one of those things that was just bound to happen eventually. So there you go. Good stuff. I wonder if there's any way I can score tickets to that. You know, we should try to score a pair of tickets and then give them away. We should completely...
And not go ourselves?
I can't... Yeah, but I mean, we can't, again, to the bogarting, you can't... Let me ask you this. Why is it that we bogart things? What does that mean? Like, you get that guy, don't bogart the weed, you know, or whatever. The guy who says that, why is it that you're bogarting something? Where does that come from? What does it mean to... I mean, I know what it means, but from whence does it derive that you're bogarting something? No one knows. Yeah, okay, so we gotta hook up with Ipecac Records here and see if we can, see if we can score ourselves a couple pair of tickets to the kids. How great is that? I mean, other radio stations do the, you know, whatever. Other radio stations send you to Mazatlan. You know, any radio station can give you a bunch of Matchbox 20 CDs. You know, any radio station, you know, a trip a day in May or whatever they call it. Man, we're sending you to see retarded children sing in L.A. Beat that with a stick. You can't. Sending you to see GIMP's belt out tunes. That's us, baby. Okay, we're totally going to make that happen. All right. Anyway, so we'll look into that. I'm just finding out all of this now. We'll look into it. Coming up the show, we got a mail segment. We're going to talk about the mail we received. We've got Tim Riley right now in the KOTK newsroom.
And now,
It's not just news. It's News with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's a victory for scientists who want to study the remains of the Kennewick Man. A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled today that scientists can do that. The tribes wanted the bones to be turned over to them for burial, but the answer is no. The Washington State Ecology Department is reminding dog owners to pick up their pets' droppings. Dogs produce about 150 tons of excrement a day in Washington State alone. State officials says all that dog waste can cause serious environmental problems if it's not properly cleaned up. About 40% of dog owners do not pick up after their dog.
Man, they don't pick up after their dog. And you probably leash your dog, because your dog is huge. I mean, your dog, you got that Dalmatian. It's just gigantic.
Well, my dog is a yard.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying when you take your dog out, you leash him, right?
Yep, except if we're at the dog park.
Yeah, I mean, the dog park, of course, which is where you... But it's like, you know, when I'm running into traffic, or, you know, when I'm attacking a small... I mean, you might want him to attack a small child, but it's probably not advisable that you have him do so. But, man, you go to the park around here, and it's like 9 out of 10 dog owners, and it's always women, by the way. Always women that they've got like 15 dogs that they're taking at once. And I don't know. Look, here's the thing. I don't know what the relationship between lesbians and dogs. I mean, I don't know why exactly they. If you ever known a lesbian couple, they've all got 750 dogs in the house. It's like there's the crazy cat lady. Well, there's like crazy dog lesbians. And I don't know why exactly that is.
No, I know a lot of lesbians that have cats.
Really?
Yeah, not so much dogs.
I wouldn't think that that's the case. I think it's dogs and tea. Man, nobody has tea like a lesbian. Do you ever go to a lesbian house? There's a whole wall of tea there. Stash tea, Tazo tea, Darjeeling tea, you know, English breakfast tea, Earl Grey tea, Echinacea tea, detox tea,
chamomile,
cuddly koala, celestial seasoning, sleepy time, gingerbread, spice tea, everything. Man, there's a wall of teas there, which is good. But the tea is always, you got to navigate through the doghouse, literally, to get to the teas. But you go to the park, man, it's like 9 out of 10 people in the city don't ever bother to leash the dogs. And they just come after you like you're spiced with bacon. You know, it's just, anyway.
Next news, when it happens, I'm Jim Riley.
All right. What was your story about the, before the dog story? Kennewick Man?
Oh, the Kennewick Man.
Yeah.
The Indians can't have the Kennewick Man's bones back.
Well, you know what?
They belong to the white man.
Look, can we just give them beads or something? I know we've taken the bones of your ancestors, but here's a shiny object. You know, fetch. You know, that seems to be our leitmotif, right? Is, you know, getting everything for nothing. That seems to be our M.O.
How about a solar nipple clamp?
Yeah, look, wouldn't you really just... Look, can't we just give you, I know we're taking your land. Can't we just give you smallpox and Jim Beam in exchange for that? No, it'll be a fair deal. No, it'll all work out right. No, you'll see. All right, yeah, no, just sign here. No, just an X. At this point, why, I guess my whole thing about the Indian community is it's not that the white man hasn't shafted you, because he has. I mean, the white man gets his shaft on in spectacular fashion. Let's all admit that. But it's like, at this point, I guess my question is why the Indian community is even surprised by that. You know, it's like, why are you even, the white man, oh, damn it, the white man is screwing us again. We thought he'd be decent about it this time. Just lose your illusions, my friend. You just gotta, get over that. Realize that Whitey's evil. It's what he does. It's what Whitey is good at. Whitey has so few skills. You know what I mean? It's just that they've got to specialize in something, and it's just sort of shafting other people out of their possessions and land. It's our only real applicable skill, you know? Hey, did I tell you that story about the... Speaking of bones, and I realize I've gotten completely off the subject, and we're only over 12 minutes in. That's a good, pretty good timeline for me. But I tell you, when I went to the Museum of Natural History, because, I mean, all kidding aside, they're just bones. Get over it, you know? Everybody's got bones. Everybody's got ancestors. You can't go claiming that you own the bones of everybody in your race, you know, like back to time immemorial. It's just, where would you put it all? It just seems like, if nothing else, you're going to run out of closet space. You start demanding you own the skeleton of everybody who ever lived in your property. I mean, it's, think of all the dusting you'd have to do. But you should just move on. You know, there's like stuff you can be worrying about now. But we went to the Museum of Natural History. A Museum of Natural History in New York, which is just, I mean, it's unbelievable. If you ever get a chance to go there, we're going to get to the phones here in a second. Oh, because people have got the answer to Bogart. Okay, people have got the answer to why we say bogarting things instead of stealing. But I went to the Museum of Natural History in New York, which is just fan freaking tastic. They've got the they've got a life-size body cast of a I believe it's a sperm whale, which is the biggest one, sperm whale or gray whale, whatever it is, whatever the largest whale in the world is. They had one wash up on shore, and they took a put a body cast on it, and so it's like a it's an actual huge two scale replica of the largest creature on Earth. I mean, it's just. And they got the T-Rex skeleton there. I got my picture taken, like, standing, like, in the jaws of a T-Rex. I mean, it's just unbelievable on every level. I mean, the Museum of Natural History just blows your mind. Just blows. I don't care what kind of cool stuff you've seen. It just blows your freaking brain. But you go to this one section, and there's all these skeletons of sort of ancient and indigenous peoples from various sections of the world, right? And, you know, remember that Lucy skeleton? Lucy was a big... Lucy is the name they gave to the skeleton that they found in Ethiopia back in the 70s, and Lucy was considered to be the earliest sort of human ancestor. And they found a nearly complete skeleton of this you know, human female, right? And so Lara goes, well, is that the real deal? Is that the... Because it's right behind glass. And she's like, is that the actual skeleton? Is that... Are those the bones from Ethiopia? And the guy says, no, we can't really show the actual bones. And she says, well, why? She goes, well, Native American groups, you know, they get really upset, you know, if you show the actual bones. They consider it distasteful and disrespectful. So we have to show replicas. You can't show the real deal. And then he leans in really closely, and he gets this wicked conspiratorial smile, and he says, but upstairs on the fourth floor, we've got bones and shrunken heads, and they're real. And then he just, like, continues leaving the door. And now amethyst, you know, like in the mineral. It was the weirdest... It was like right out of Treehouse of Horror, man. All right. Anyway. But he says, we keep it a secret. We've got bones and shrunken heads. They're real, but we keep it a secret. And then it's like we all, you know, and then we broke to take a bathroom break. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. We got that much to do this hour. It'll be interesting. We should start taking a Vegas over-under on what I get done in any given hour. You know what I mean? Just some sort of a Vegas line on which, as soon as I announce something, we're going to get to letters today. And then it's like the line can immediately go up on the website about, you know, 15-1 against or something. Out on Sobey Island, first full-time listener, Tyler, you're on Hot Talk Tonight at KOTK. What's up? What's up with Bogart? Why do we Bogart things? What does that mean?
Well, according to my good friend James, who is the same James who faked the Mormon sign.
Oh, excellent. He faked the F. Matt sign.
Yeah, that's pretty good, huh? Anyway, we like to fake stuff like that. But anyways, Bogart came from Humphrey Bogart, who is notoriously known for, in his roles, being a loner or one who is out for himself. Hence the word Bogart, such as one Bogarting a bong, for instance.
Theoretically, not that we would ever...
No.
And so if you're Bogarting it, it's because you it's your self-interest. You're only looking out for yourself.
Exactly.
All right. Interesting.
And also, the biggest whale is the blue whale.
The blue whale.
And if you could kindly F Matt with that, I would appreciate it.
Excellent. Well,
this F Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Yeah, there you go. The blue whale. They have a blue whale right next to a coelacanth, and then right on the floor beneath that, they have a life-size, two-scale diorama of a sperm whale fighting a giant squid. It's the best thing you've ever seen. I mean, it just to say it blows your mind is, I mean, it's an understatement. I mean, it's just, you know. All right, in Wilsonville, George, you're on Hot Talk to Nettie KTK. What's up, brother?
Hey, Rick. I just wanted to clarify the old Bogart reference.
Okay.
Actually, it related to the way that Humphrey Bogart smoked his cigarettes, because he had a... kind of an impediment. His teeth kind of, they had a kind of a overbite.
Uh-huh.
And so when he put the cigarette in his mouth, he would take about the first half inch or three quarters of the cigarette, and when he pull it out, it would be all covered with saliva. And so when people pass, various smoking devices around, they're referring to the fact that somebody is kind of keeping it to themselves, but also the fact that they're kind of, you know, got a lip lock on that thing and made it kind of nasty.
So they're getting their ick. They're getting their spit and whatnot
over the place, and then that's repugnant to the other participants.
Okay. So. All right. All right. Excellent. All right. All right. There you go. I see. This is going to be one of those. It's going to be one of those things like the tapping of the cigarette that we're never really able to get a real answer on. It's going to be one of those things where everybody's got their pet theory. You know, it's like, remember, it took us a good 2 years on this show to figure out where 420 came from. We finally did. We finally nailed it down when we got some guy from High Times on. But, I mean, it took us forever to get, like, a definitive answer on that. These things are difficult. It's not easy what we do here.
So what is the definitive answer
on
or 420?
Without opening up a whole kettle of worms, we got the guy from High Times on, and then we got the guy from High Times, and then we got the people from, it was either UrbanLegends.com or Snopes.com, one of the definitive urban legend researchers. We got them on, and we discovered it all dates back to the Santa Cruz, and I'll send you the link. I don't have the energy to get into it. I don't have the energy because every time you start talking about it, it's like then you get 900,000 crackpot theories in your email, none of which are correct. Because we did deduce the definitive answer, but it just takes too much out of me even to think about it. It's a drain on my CPU. I can't even do it. All right, we're gonna do this. We're gonna come back with we've got this gigantic stack of mail. We're gonna get to. We're gonna talk about the worst idea for a reality show you ever heard. Yet it's inevitably coming to the TV near you. It's too late to stop it. We got Jolie from the front desk coming up. We got today's top five in the third hour. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Here's the loaf.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
125 by T. Riley. Don't miss the Winter Hawks' 1,000th home game celebration this Sunday night at 5 at the Memorial Coliseum. Fans 18 and over could win one of two 1,000 diamond rings, courtesy of Eric Runyon Jewelers in Vancouver. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. Donny Osmond, who's the new host of the popular game show Pyramid, plays himself on Friends when Joey appears as a celebrity contestant. Donny talks about being asked to be on the show.
When the Friends producers called me up and said we'd like you to be on Friends, I thought, wow, that'd be kind of cool because I watched the show and it's such a popular show, one of the most popular sitcoms of the last decade. And I absolutely jumped at the chance. And to find out that they were going to come over to our set and tape all the segments here in our Pyramid set was kind of unusual.
And Donnie explains his role in the episode.
My role in this episode is I'm the host of Pyramid. And Matt LeBlanc, or Joey, his character, comes on this special fictitious soap opera Days of Our Lives episode. And he's a very, very poor player. It goes along with his character.
And this piece of breaking news, Portland police are responding to a transformer explosion across the street from the federal office building in downtown Portland. More on that as the afternoon goes along. Mostly cloudy today, chance of showers, too cloudy and foggy tonight. Same for tomorrow. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. You know, this Bogart thing is one of those, you know, I should have known better than to even ask. I sort of thought there was one, you know, sort of indisputable definitive answer. I should have known by now that it's not really going to be the case. So we'll get a couple more here, and then we got some mail to do. We have terrible reality TV show news you're going to do. You have to know about it, though. So you can see, because if you don't know about it, then you can't avoid it. Coming up later this hour, How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. At issue today, why women are always bent on throwing away their husbands or boyfriends' T-shirts. And it's true. If you were to look in the, you know, the wardrobe of any man, the one thing he holds nearest and dearest to his heart is his T-shirts. But that's always the one thing that women want to just take and winnow away to almost nothing. First, though, this email says, Rick, is it possible to put a sound file of you saying Cosmopolis, City of the Future, online? I've tried to explain to my non-Rick Emerson listening friends, how would they remain your friends? Seriously, and not just, I'm not saying you should cut them off because they don't listen to my show. I guess my point is this. My point is this, is that if you've got friends who don't understand or grok, as Robert Heinlein says, the nature of the show, it seems like they would be such different people from you anyway, that you really wouldn't want to associate with them. You know what I mean? It's like hanging out with somebody who's never seen Jaws. Why would you, you know, it's like, by definition, they're obviously, you know, they're just people you shouldn't spend time with. It's like having, it's like if you had a friend and you said, yeah, Indiana Jones, and they went, what? It's like, why would you even continue to hang out with them? Because obviously they're not human. They're not real Americans. Anyway, I've tried to explain to my non-Rick Emerson listening friends how funny it is, but I can't do the 1950s sci-fi voice very well. Plus, it would make a great Windows startup sound. P.S. F-Mat with a compressed audio codex.
This F-Mat could be sponsored by your business.
All right, I'll see what I can do. That's we do have somebody that has the penis song. They secretly put it on their grandmother's Windows machine as the error message. So every time she misspells something, it, you know, suddenly the computer starts singing about an enormous penis, which might be the sort of thing grandma's into. Who knows? We've got Jack in Oregon City, first-time caller. You're on Hot Talk Tonight, KTK. What's up?
Hello.
What do you got, man?
Well, I've got your final answer on Bogart.
Okay, bring it on.
Okay, Humphrey Bogart, when he was in the movies, whether he was delivering a line or not, he always had a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, and he very seldom took a drag from it.
And so it was just sort of sitting there, not doing anything.
Absolutely. Well, it'd be dangling. It would move up and down as his lips would move, but
all
they
right.
even wrote a song about it in the 60s movie Easy Rider with Peter Fonda. Called Don't Bogart That Joint, My Friend.
Okay, and so the Bogart means to keep it, and you're not necessarily doing anything with it. You're just keeping it so someone else is unable to use it.
Right, and the lyrics of the song go, Don't Bogart That Joint, My Friend, Pass It Over To Me.
All right.
In other words, let me get a hit on it because you've just been hanging it out of your mouth. That's
there you go.
Where this comes from.
Excellent. All right. All right, there you go. Hey, you're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show?
Oh, I've been listening to it for a long time. We moved here 2 years ago, but I've been listening to it. Enjoy it very much.
All right, spread the word and go with God, my friend. That's Jack, first-time caller there. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Matt, do we have the... are we ready to roll the ugliness? All right, let's roll it.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
Every day. Reach right in and pull one up.
Those letters, I love those letters. Let's find out what you've got to say.
Oh, boy.
Mailman.
Dan, dan.
Mail today.
All right. It's time to get to a huge stack of things that are growing exponentially every day, because if I don't, here's the thing. If I don't get some of these answered, then I'm going to be like that guy in New York that was crushed by his pile of reading material that had grown voluminous over the years to the point that it was nearly lethal. We've got this from Todd, subject line, Britney Madonna. Rick, here's something I don't understand. How would Britney kissing Madonna have anything to do with Justin? Todd clearly has no idea how the female mind works. How would Britney kissing Madonna have anything to do with Justin? I could see if she was making out with a guy, but how is kissing a woman getting him? Please explain, as this seems to be universally acknowledged by everyone. Who wants to take this one? Okay, I'll take it myself. Here's what it is. It's because if Britney's making out with Madonna and she's broken up with Justin, the reason it's getting Justin is because clearly it's titillating and tantalizing, and he's not able to get any. You know what I mean? It's a little bit of dangling, a little dangling, something you can't have. Which is the same reason this seems to be a universal phenomenon too. And I don't know if guys do the same thing. I mean, I'm not really in a position. Maybe Sarah could tell you something. I don't know if guys do this too, but the first thing that women do when they break up with you is women do everything they possibly can to look even more desirable now that you're no longer dating them. That's why, you're dating a girl who's out of shape, soon as she dumps you, joins a gym. Dating a girl, you know, doesn't take care of herself, soon as she dumps you, better makeup, better hair, go shopping for a brand new wardrobe. So that's what Britney kissing Madonna totally has something to do with Justin, because it's a little bit of a look what you can't have anymore. You know, it's the whole, if you'd stuck with me, you'd get to bang me and Madonna at the same time, and now you can't, don't you feel bad for leaving me? He probably doesn't, because it seems like the number of women who are probably willing to engage in acts of deviant sexual congress with Justin Timberlake is probably lengthy. So I'm not really sure that had the intended effect, you know, Britney, but, you know, points for, points for trying, you know. All right. Let's see. Next up, Rick, just a comment on the Janet and Justin brouhaha. Hey, see, there you go. There's another alliteration. I don't understand why 2 seconds of naked breast with a pasty is more offensive than violence and murder portrayed on network every day. I think the religious right is freaking out because they find themselves unusually aroused by the whole display. Anyway, love the show. Rock on, Lisa. This is completely true, and evidence that it's true. They did this study at the University of Utah about 5 or 6 years ago, where they took a bunch of people and strapped them into chairs with, and this is completely true, meters on their penises, measuring their sexual arousal. And they had people who described themselves as non-homophobic, in other words, very pro-gay rights, very homophobic, and, you know, opposed to gay rights and gayness in general, and then people who describe themselves as, you know, somewhere in between, and then they showed them hardcore gay pornography for like 3 hours, and of course, without fail, every single person who described themselves as being virulently anti-gay experienced the greatest degree of sexual arousal while watching two men pound it out. So I think you're definitely onto something there. Here's an email from Chad the Dildo Guy. Rick, wanted to thank along a big thank you for my wife. She loved your and Clyde's enthusiastic approval of the photo of her breasts. You can see that at rickemerson.com, by the way. This is this week's best entry so far in the Spot the F Mat contest. It's Chad's wife's naked bosoms with a glass dildo and F Mat written right on them. So much so that she has come up with a few more ideas for sexy F Mat shots. Now I ask you, should we? Should we continue the F-Mat dildo photo series? Really, it seems, Chad, like this is a question you could answer yourself. It seems like if you spend any time at all listening to the Rick Emerson Show, you don't really... The fact that you even need to ask sort of saddens me a little bit. That I've done such a poor job conveying the general tone and demeanor of the show. That you need to ask whether I want more photos of your wife's cans with a dildo. I mean, what really... I mean, what do you think, pal? I mean, what's... I mean, is it... It doesn't really seem like you need a Rosetta Stone to figure that out. Anyway, not to compete in the contest, mind you, just for the hell of it. Yes. Thanks again, Chad the Dildo Guy, F-Mat with a bag of mixed nuts, just like the Jackson family.
This F-Mat could be sponsored by your business.
The answer is yes. The answer is yes. We want those. Or you can just send your wife on by. You know, whatever's easier for you. Subject line, Janet Naked Breast. Rick, your promise of a picture posted at your website of Janet's exposed breast has gone unfulfilled. Please take pity on those without the resources and a perv-filled inbox. P.S. F. Matt with Goodfellas Paving and Maintenance at 503-243-1234, where the customer is welcome to watch naked.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
It sounds like it was sponsored by somebody's business. My props to you on a very clever placement of your business during the F. Matt there. No, the picture is now at rickemerson.com. We've got a close-up, high-resolution photo of Janet Jackson's nipple with the sunburst jewelry there. Next, this is from Russ. Rick, heard you dogging on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. What's the matter? Is millionaire too much for you? Not enough questions about hip-hop, rap music, or other subjects requiring very low brain power or ability? Anyway, what the hell? I love your show. How about some camel toe shots of Sarah, Kristen, and Jolie? Yeah, I got
it. That is messed up.
I'm just reading it. P.S. F. Matt with a lifeline.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
I'm just reading them as they come in.
Yeah, thanks for picking that one.
I'm just reading them as they come. Rick, this is from Harry the Mailman. Rick, you are revered by mailmen, but not idolized. Should you ever be unemployed and in need of coffee, know that I will spring for it. But we all know that God saved his prime seed for the creation of the mailman. F Matt with a dry bundle of junk
this
mail.
F Matt could be sponsored by your business.
All right. We got like 700 more. Let's see. Yeah, let's see. We'll do this final one here. Rick, where can I get some sunburst testicle jewelry? Please help me. Ernie in Beaverton. Yeah, you're on your own. That's not a thing I'm going to help with. P.S. F. Matt with Clyde's bejeweled testicles.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
All right, there you go. That's another exciting edition of Rick Emerson's Inbox. We'll be back with more, including Jolie from the front desk and How Chicks Think. Stay there. We'll be back.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick, since we're sending in naked shots of breasts, can I write F. Matt on my penis and send it to you?
Sure can.
No, you cannot. Stop it now. Put down the camera.
All right, I'll help you screen out your mail.
And step away. Oh, by the way, I want to give props to Mike in Portland, who changed his email address to fmattonkotk@hotmail.com. So there you go. So thanks to that guy. All right, here's Sarah with the traffic.
Call now to join us. 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We're just a few moments away here from Jolie at the front desk for another exciting edition of How Chicks Think. Coming up in the third hour of the show, we got today's top five, which is a revisiting. What is it, Tim Burton? What's a reimagining of yesterday's top five, which I got just endless. I mean, I get flack. There's guff and then there's guff. I mean, I'm still getting flack over the Motley Crue list that I did like, you know, 9 years ago because I didn't include anything from their first album. So, but yesterday I got a really, you know, a disproportionate amount of complaining emails. So we're going to revisit it again and again until I get it right. We'll give it a, we'll give it the old college try today. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Just as a quick note, it's worth noting that Courtney Love never fails to disappoint because every time you think that she can't sink lower into the slime of human depravity and existence, she proves that you're wrong. I mean, it's, you know, because there was, you know, the thing about Courtney Love is, you know, and in a certain way, you know, I identify with Courtney Love in some small way because she just comes from this really, really terribly trashy family and just so desperately wanted to pull herself out of that and just, you know, but you just can't take the trash out of the girl. You know what I mean? It's like the long hand of trash comes and pulls you back. I mean, there's a better analogy, I suppose, than turning back into a pumpkin at midnight, but I can't really think of what it is. There is some sort of historical illusion for that that's just sort of outside of the edge of my consciousness. I can't quite get my hand around. But the point is, you know, you come from that white trash and you try to leave it behind, but it's just like a tractor beam, and it's ready at the first opportunity just to pull you back. I mean, as evidenced by her physical deterioration, if nothing else. You remember there was like about a 6-month period where she looked all hot and we all thought that she was great? You know, we were like, well, maybe we've misjudged her. She can act and she's pretty looking and, oh no, God, look at it. And it's just, you know, and like literally, seemingly before our eyes, she just, you know, and just started imploding, man. It's like there's a vacuum inside of her, you know, and she's just becoming smaller and thinner. Eventually, she's going to be reduced to a singularity, you know? So, and then what with the drugs and the, well, and the drugs. Anyway, but now this, Courtney Love is looking for a publisher for Love Diaries. Isn't she supposed to be on tour? Is she supposed to have some album out or something now? Isn't she supposed to be on the big comeback record? Anyway, a publisher for Love Diaries, My Life in Words and Pictures. The book is described as a 250-page collection of journal entries, love letters, and notes to... See if you can finish this sentence. See if you even need me to tell you how this sentence ends. It's a 250-page collection of journal entries, love letters, and notes about... That's right. The book features Courtney's legendary writings that have been whispered and wondered about for years. By whom? Exactly who is it that's been whispering and wondering about Courtney's... And these writings are legendary. Why? It's not like it's... I'm just saying. Said Love's literary agent David Vigliano to MTV. But no one has ever seen them. Probably, here's a little tip from me to you. Most things that people have never seen that are whispered about, if this is, most things people have never seen have never been seen for a reason. You know, like that Prince Black album, remember that? So this is the album that Prince recorded that, you know, was never saw the light of day and it was all rumored to be brilliant. And if it's never been released, it's because it's not good, all right? That's the bottom line. If something in show business has been whispered about but put on a shelf and never released, it's because no one wants to see it. Despite this claim that the book features Courtney's legendary writings, and then he finishes the defiling of our idea of Courtney by saying this, they're the literary equivalent of Bob Dylan's bootleg series. Yeah, sure they are. Whatever you say, man. All right, legendary, like it's the Da Vinci Codex or something. Let's start another exciting edition of... Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think, so we never need to think about Courtney Love again. What is this? Is this about Courtney? All right. Well, do I have time to take this? Do we have time to do this, or should I wait? We'll wait. I have to do that. We have to do the Jolie thing. All right. So talk to the guy. I'm sure we should either, or, you know, across the top or at some other place. All right, we got this for Jolie today. This is from Anonymous, by the way. And see, this guy did it right. It says Anonymous in big letters at the top and bottom of the email. And it completely brackets the email.
Smart.
This is for Jolie. My wife of 11 years, who was a stay-at-home mom, decided it was time to go through my T-shirt collection yesterday. Her reason for this is because I only cycle through about 7 to 10 of them, and the rest just sit there. She says it's not so she can have extra closet space or me to have more. It's just that they sit there, and it's time to get rid of them. At first, I was okay with this until she brought them out and proceeded to show each one and ask if it stays or goes. I was unable to part with the first 5 or 6, with many more to go. Then I asked the question, "Honey, what reality show have you been watching?" That put her on the defensive and made her mad. She put the T-shirts back and didn't talk to me for the rest of the night. In which case, it got me thinking, what if I told her she needs to get rid of all the sweaters she never wears? My question is this, Jolie. What is it with you women that you think you can get rid of our sacred T-shirt collection just because we don't wear them? It's not like we take up that much room in the closet with them anyway. Is there more to this than the old T-shirts themselves? Is it Oprah and Phil? Too much time in the day? What gives? Anonymous.
Wow, well, I had it all thought out about the closet space for sure.
No,
I mean, that's the obvious one.
But it's a lie. It's a lie. Women are bent on getting rid of a man's T-shirt collection. I've noticed this. Every girl that has had access to my wardrobe has done this. You never wear half these T-shirts, hon. Can't we get rid of them? Women are bent on getting rid. And the man's T-shirt collection is sacred. It's holy.
We're only trying to help you grow as a person, Rick. And here's the thing. What is the problem with you that you can't get rid of these old ripped up pit stained out of style clothes?
What the hell do you care? You don't wear them then.
Well, why do you have to have something that's all nasty and useless? Why can't you give it to someone else? You know, replace them with something new, like something new and stylish maybe? The thing is, here it is. Here's what it is. It's like the kids that are afraid to flush the toilet after they take a dump.
It's
because
nothing.
They're afraid that you know, haven't you heard about that? I guess they don't.
So if I throw away my T-shirts, I'm afraid that I'm going to go down the John?
No, if you don't throw away your T-shirts. So there's something wrong with you that you can't get rid of your shirts. You've got some sort of insecurity and some sort of...
It has to do with my poop? What
no,
are you talking about?
Oh, my
about?
God, Rick, follow what? Me here. It's not that difficult.
Okay.
I'm just trying to, you know, I was trying to make a...
I feel like...
I was giving you an example of what it's like for you not to throw away your T-shirts and why we want you to throw away your T-shirts.
You know, following you under the best of circumstances, it's like Alan Quartermain armed with only a pocket knife, okay? But I mean, today you've taken it to a whole new level. I don't understand.
Oh my God, you make me nuts.
Okay, let me ask you this. Yes?
Think of the less fortunate, you know, the tax write-off you could get and the feeling of helping someone else. Because
I thought it was about toilets.
It's time that you men find out what it feels like to give, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Here's the problem, in a little nutshell. Okay, you don't wear them. They're ripped.
You
they're
don't
stained,
wear half the shoes
disgusting.
You own. I'll guarantee you that right
oh,
now.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh,
I have
that
a rotation.
Is such a lie. That is such a lie. I will guarantee you right freaking now you own shoes you haven't worn in a year.
No, maybe not a year. But you know what? It doesn't matter because they're seasonal. I mean, you've got different outfits that go with the different shoes.
The point is, they're not your shirts. They're not taking up... This guy says they're not taking up valuable closet space. Let it go. What do you
well,
care?
Well, obviously they are. I mean, they're shirts in the closet. They're taking up space if they're not
what,
being
taking
worn.
Up shoes that you could be using for more Angora? I mean, what... You know... What,
no,
what?
It's not real fur. But besides this, Rick, let me...
Okay, you're going to have to wait.
No!
Because you're taking up space right now that we could use to sell commercials to make money for me. So we're going to have to do this. We'll come back. We'll continue it.
Portland. It's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Life changes this weekend. From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Tim Riley. This news brought to you by Portland's most established sports bar, Kingston Bar and Grill. Corner 20th and Morrison across from PG Park. Good food, good friends, good fun. Breaking news, a transformer exploded near a federal building downtown moments ago, rattling the nerves of workers and shoppers in downtown Portland, the blast shaking buildings at Southwest 2nd and Main, but apparently nobody was injured. An electrical fire had blown out the transformer in the parking lot across the street from the building housing offices of the Internal Revenue Service. Fire trucks rushed to the scene and police cordoned off the area. The parking garage is at the corner of Jefferson and Madison, not far from our studios. Owners in every county except Benton rejected Measure 30, the $800 million tax increase, but now the stage is set for another round of cuts for schools, courts, and other programs. Criminals will be let loose into the streets. On the Metro forecast for this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies with chance of showers. Cloudy tonight, foggy too. Sanford tomorrow morning. Tim Riley, KOTK News.